for me.
Thank you for holding. Is this Steven?
It is.
Hi, Steven. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
John? Good, good. How are you?
It's been a good day. Busy, but it's a good problem to have,
good.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
She's doing a good job. There's just details and questions I'm curious about that I don't know if we've had enough time to quite get to, such as costs and things like that. I was just curious how, in a way, I guess if you're partnered with Google, then that stuff between you and Google, as to how you so readily are able to move people, in essence, to the front of the line, if that makes sense, on searches, kind of thing. But I told her in the end, I said, well, I guess it doesn't matter so much to me. I mean, that's between, I guess, you and Google and how it's done. I guess if it works, then it works, and that's the most important thing.
Right.
That was kind of my question to her.
Yeah. I mean, they just have an algorithm. It's kind of like a fancy word for a math problem that
right.
we have to follow.
Right. I know. Yeah, I know all that. Yeah.
So we just, and that dictates who's ranking and who's not. Google only gives the algorithm access to their partners, so that way they can make sure that they're collecting on people who are on the first page of the search results without having
right.
to actually maintain the accounts in-house. Right. So that's what the Google Partner Program is. All of our
okay.
operations
okay.
are overseen by them, so the calls are recorded by them. You know, there's things I can say, things I can't say. Same goes for my reps.
Right, right.
But I hope
right.
that provides transparency on it.
Yeah, I wasn't questioning it. I was just curious as to kind of how it operated.
Yeah, I sent you a link to the Google Partners program or to the Google Partners directory. So that way you could verify. We're actually
okay.
a premier partner. So there's only three premier partners in the United States. So it's the highest level of Google partnership that you can achieve.
Okay.
Yep, and we're located right across the street from them here in Southern California. So the Google building
is
literally... I could walk over there. Before I dive into like the pricing with you, did you have any other questions for me in regards to the services or how it works?
I guess I'll assume, and you can correct me as I roll, that you tailor the algorithm to where when people search, you know, search local plumbers, that mine would be roughly somewhere on the first page, and you're funneling traffic that direction, which increases the likelihood of people to see my Google listing, and therefore, you know, bring people in exchange for a cost that I, you know, pay for. So it's
right,
a service,
right.
in essence.
That's the major benefit to you in this whole conversation. When you do the search on Google, if you were to type in plumber Springville, just as an example search,
right.
There's
right.
three guys right now that you're going to see. The three that are up there are Professional Plumbing Systems, Imperial Plumbing, and Kelly Plumbing. Have you heard of those guys?
She mentioned Kelly. I don't know if that's the same as one I do know. That one's based out of Elk Ridge. It may be slightly different. Kelly's Rescue Plumbing. I don't know. I'd have to look at the contact number to see.
Oh, yeah. This one's just Kelly out of Springville. Yeah, it's 801-491-8569. But one of these guys is actually...
Yeah, that doesn't... The number doesn't sound familiar, so that's probably good.
Yeah, it's not even a 385 area code or anything like that. Usually it's 385
right.
or 801, you know?
Right.
But the reason we're reaching out to you is because one of these spots became available. And usually when that happens, Google
okay.
will give us a list of the qualified candidates. And then my reps like Tara,
uh-huh.
they'll call out on it until we find the one company to fill it. Once we fill it, we
right.
close out the category, meaning that we can't work with any other plumbing contractors in this area. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, just to kind of put things into perspective so you can get an idea on what to expect, in the last 30 days, there's been 1,812 searches that fall within, like, Utah County and surrounding areas. It's about a 40-mile radius.
Right.
For plumbing contractors.
Right,
right.
Right?
So
correct.
I'm not
there are not enough plumbers to handle the load here in Utah.
Right, exactly. So that kind of is where we have like the sense of urgency to try to get it filled as quickly as possible today. But I'm not implying that signing up with us is going to lead to you getting 1,812 phone calls or clients
right.
or anything, right? Google doesn't want us to say things like that. But plumbing contractor is just one keyword, pretty broad keyword. Most people don't even type that one in. I would say majority of the searches are probably coming to just plumber, right? Or plumber near me. But that's
absolutely.
One of the keywords.
Yeah.
And then there's 15 total that we would list you for at a time. So even though we can't guarantee you clients, there's a good volume there, and about 90% of searches do start and stop on the first page of the Google search results. So, you know,
that
we're putting you majority of them are going to pull the trigger. So I'm sure you could see the value in that.
Yeah.
The beauty of it is it's all month to month, and you don't have to sign a contract or pay per lead or click or call. These Google placements are on one flat monthly rate. So you know exactly what you're spending each month, and no matter how many jobs that you generate from it, your bill is the same. You don't have to worry about that going up or changing. Now, normally for plumbing contractors in this area, we charge $4.99 month to month. And for the .com website, we charge a $99 setup fee because that's what it costs us to get the domain. What I was thinking I could do, if you want to come on board with us today, I can waive the $99 setup fee, and then I can reduce the monthly price down to just $299. It's part of a new in business credit. And then I can lock you in at that discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely. So you don't have to worry about it going back up to $499 in any of the following months, right? That's as long as you're with us.
Okay.
If I could approve a pricing structure like that, it comes down to about $10 a day, month to month. Is that something you could see a value in doing for Hawkins Plumbing LLC?
I think it's something we can certainly give a start on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Since it's month to month, if we're finding whatever, then yeah, I think that is reasonable.
Yeah, you'll love it. And the long-term branding effects too, Stephen. So even if like you left us 6 months down the line, all the reviews that you built up, your Google business profile, your website, you still have those things. You just won't see yourself on the first page.
Right, absolutely.
But huge credibility factor, you know, for anybody considering it. It's like, hey, you could just look me up. I'm right there, you know. So.
I'll
create your Google business profile. Now, Google wants to verify all their plumbers, so they will ask you to send in any required documents like license, insurance. Do you have those things?
Okay. I do have those things. It may take me a minute to grab them. I'm currently out in the field, but I do have
No problem. I'm actually going to send you a form. It's a digital form called the Google Verification Form, and you literally just click on the link, and you could upload the photos from there. You could, like, click on it. It'll take you to your camera.
Okay.
You could take a picture of it, or if you have it in your camera roll. But I just want to make sure you have it before I get started on everything. And then what's the street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
It is 810 South.
Okay.
800 East.
Oh, I found it. 84663 Springville.
84663. Yeah, you got it.
All right. And then you have the option. You could hide this address if you'd like.
I don't think I need the address on there. That's my house. I just started.
I'm definitely
gonna
hide it then.
I don't necessarily want my home listed on there.
Yeah, I'm going to hide it for you 100% because you're going to them. They're not coming to you anyway. And the only time we would recommend you post it is if you had a brick-and-mortar location. So they are going to
send... if I have somewhere separate, absolutely.
Exactly. So they are going to send a postcard to you, though, in the mail. And it's going to say Google on it, and there's a little five-digit number I'm going to need from you when it comes in. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Okay? And then let me see here. Well, let me send that over to you now. Did you get the Google verification form?
Let's see here. Are you emailing it or are you texting?
I've been texting them over. I could send it to both, though. What's your email, Stephen?
I got your text here. Let's see here. Please click the following link to confirm your status.
That's something else. That doesn't sound right. The one that you should be looking for.
Please click. I see here. I saw Local Splash. Click on the link. See your pricing from localsplash.com.
Yeah,
and
that's
just
the
below that is a please click on the following link to confirm our status as a Google partner listed in the Google Partner Directory.
Yeah, those were just the things that I sent you earlier. Yeah, no. So there should be another one
says, "Hi, this is John H. from Local Flash."
Okay, that's my number and extension.
Number.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get your email so I can send you the Google verification form.
Okay, it's my first and last name. It's Stephen Hawkins.
Okay.
At mac.com.
Okay. StephenHawkins@mac.com. Yeah, because usually what the automation does is it'll, right when you sign up, it sends it to you, your email and text at the same time.
Yeah, dude.
So I try.
Oh. Go ahead. Someone else is talking to you in the background.
No, no worries. So there's an automation that usually sends you the Google verification right when you sign up via email and text message, but I tried to manually force that through without having your email on file. So I just punched it in and then resent it to you. So it looks like it actually might have went
That's
through
easy.
Right now.
So I just got another one here.
Yep,
business profile verified.
Mm-hmm. There's a link right there.
To the email. There's a link here.
Yeah, it says url.localsplash.com/Google.
Yep.
That's the verification form. So as you scroll down, that's everything that'll ask you for. Now you can take your time with it. It usually takes these guys like 2 or 3 days usually to get everything back to me. And it lets you know right at the bottom, yep. Since you're working with us as a Google partner, if they're missing anything, we'll just three-way call with the Google representative over the phone and we'll actually verify your business listing over the phone. Okay?
Okay.
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 So send in what you have.
Is this the second verification with Google? Because I already have a Google. I did it once before. I told your previous rep that I've got a Google
business
basic
page.
Listing.
Yeah.
Business
yep.
page. Yeah. That I've just got to update because I just recently just opened for operation. For
right.
Myself.
So this
so
is a little different level
like
of verification.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. And then also it'll allow us to get access to that without having to duplicate any listings. You don't want that. It causes a discrepancy.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. We'll get all this, verified when it comes up.
Yeah, we'll walk you through it.
But
you know,
the email, name, phone number, company name, pictures of tools and equipment, upload pictures of your work vehicle. This sounds very similar to what I did before, but I guess a little more detailed. The other one was a video that I had to send in before.
Yeah, this one will actually give you the badge and the check mark there, so it'll actually let them know. It's a little bit different one than you see from just a regular Google business page verification. They do that
one just to
have your Google business profile exist. So this one's a little more advanced. We're ensuring them, like, hey, we've gotten all this stuff from you. You can hire this guy off the first page.
This one is legitimately what they say.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not just a regular business listing. This is a verified business listing that we're recommending to them as a company they could trust and go with. Okay.
Okay.
Update. All right. Save. Okay. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Just Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 is great.
9 to 5. Okay. Saturday and Sunday closed or by appointment only?
I put maybe by appointment only. I mean, sometimes emergencies do happen, but I'm not about to go down that road of 24-hour and call me all day, every day.
Yeah.
Kind of set up. So if I set up an appointment with them on the weekend, that's fine. But other than that, I don't really want anyone expecting me to come to their place on a weekend.
Right. It's at your own discretion. I also like it because they can kind of call you. And even if you don't answer, you have a tracking system that will capture their information. So that way you got a little extra leads coming in over the weekend. Maybe you could circle back or you can schedule them out for Monday or whenever you're available when they call you. At least it doesn't dissuade them from calling you, though.
Right.
Okay. So do you have a logo for the business or pictures of work that you've done in the past?
I do. I've got some of those pictures on my current Google listing, but I do have a company business card I could send to you.
Yeah, so I do see the photos on the Google business profile. However, we can't copy those. That's why I'm asking you. We need you to send them in so that way we have proof, and then we're going to use them for your actual site itself, your own .com.
Okay. I will have to just research and we get those. Yeah. So.
Okay. No worries. We'll get it all. I'm just making sure that
do you want
have,
I can send you a picture of the logo now, if that helps anything.
Yeah, sure.
Or should I just wait to do all this later?
No, I mean, send it in whenever you can. It's not going to hurt. I mean, if you got the time, you know, I mean, it's going to probably be a couple of days of us piecing everything together. So the sooner the better, you know. But we also will do a client interview with you. I was just going to say that. So I'll do the sign up and secure the position, but the client interview tech is actually going to interview you, go over all the services you provide. That way we get your keywords proper. They'll go over the service area. And then obviously pick your brain on how you want your website to look. So usually the client interview takes 30 to 45 minutes, but they ask for an hour window to complete it. I was going to ask you, what's the best time for you tomorrow? I could do today, actually, if you're available within about an hour.
I can call back later today. I've got one more job to wrap up today. I don't know if texting you back my logo and stuff is sufficient or if it's got to be email, but I responded back in text.
Oh, so yeah, you want to
do it within an hour or so? Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to tackle that later.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can schedule a client interview between 3 and 4 Mountain Standard.
Yeah, that'll probably work.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, then we can have them. It's going to be with a different rep, but I'd rather them just get started on it all right away. I mean, if you're paying today, let's get your domain.
And what all do I need for that if you want to give me a heads up?
Yeah, it's mostly just general knowledge information about your business. They just want to know, hey, like hey, I'm a plumber, it's kind of a broad statement, you know? So do you do this? Do you not do this? You know, we don't want to list you for anything that's going to result in you getting a phone call that's wasting your time or their time. So it's really just customization. They'll ask you about service area, like where you do go, where you don't go, and then maybe like mission statement, company slogan, and things for the website.
Okay.
It's pretty easy. They'll walk you through it. It's like set questions.
That sounds reasonable.
It's like a questionnaire. Okay. All right. Then I'm going to send you the calendar invitation of this. All right. So I got you scheduled. I wanted to get that slot real quickly before somebody else tried to put another business in there.
Okay.
So.
Perfect.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I can give you a business card number.
Okay, and it says Hawkins Plumbing LLC on it.
Let's see, what exactly? I don't know if it says LLC.
Okay, yeah, that should work.
It does say Hawkins Plumbing LLC or my name. Either one will work. It's got both.
Okay, I'll put both Stephen Hawkins. Is there any middle initial on the name?
There's not.
Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the PIN verification letter?
Correct. Yep.
All right. I'm ready for you.
Okay. So it's 4144.
4144.
2990.
2990.
2077.
2077.
8681.
8681. Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
Expiration of 12/26.
12/26 and 3-digit code on the back.
326.
326. Okay. Now I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection. If I say anything that you do not agree with, you stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you are on a recorded line. I'm going to read this verbatim. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
It is Hawkins Plumbing, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Stephen Hawkins, and I am the owner of the company.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay, and then hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yeah.
So, we know what you currently have already, Stephen. We could see anything that has to do with your business name, address, or phone number already. But the reason they put this in there is we want to make sure that you don't duplicate anything. It causes a discrepancy if you have like two Google business profiles. That's why we're not going to duplicate that one. We're actually going to go in there and have you add us as manager. We'll walk you through that, and then we do the optimization from there and implement the algorithm from there. So what you want to avoid from today moving forward is not duplicating any online listings. If you're not sure if it's something that we're already helping you with, just call in and double check. We have 24/7 customer service available to you.
Okay. So would that mean, so I guess that being the case, my other small little business one, that one's going to go away, the one I kind of started myself, that was the basic one we referenced before.
The Google business profile?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to remove or duplicate that. We'll actually access that one and then update it.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to have any
duplicates. If I have something set up with another place like Angie's Leads or something like that, is that going to be a conflict?
No, not a problem, but you'll probably get rid of that, to be honest, after a month or two of this.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's what this is all about. That's why there's a lot of learning in beginning this whole process, and that may be 100% the case. I don't know until a month goes by and we see what happens.
Yeah.
That is something else I have that I just signed up for is that, and we're going to see.
I feel real confident.
Yeah, I didn't want any conflicts. I didn't want any, if it works great, if it doesn't, it's not the end of the world.
Right. We know
but
what
I'm
you
not
currently
hang
have.
Around if something's not working. Right.
Yes. Exactly. And I 100% agree. If it's not making money, then it doesn't make sense, is what I tell people all the time.
Yeah. If it's not doing something within a month's time, that's reasonable to probably move on.
Yeah. Well, so this tells you right here. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month, but we do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. So it is a month-to-month service. But the only reason we recommend that is so that you're given it enough time to be on that first page before you're actually evaluating it for return on investment.
Right.
Sometimes it takes guys like a week, week and a half before they actually give me all the stuff in their verification form or before that pin.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then us building the website too. So the first like week and a half, 2 weeks, you're not really going to see much, and that's why we don't want you to evaluate the first month. We usually say, hey, give it a full 2 months. But you should be able to see return in the first month. The kind of work that you do, I'm pretty sure once we're up and running and you get a service call or two, you're already in the green.
Right.
And it says the initial term. Okay, I went over that. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 11th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for a platinum package. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 11th day, but you'll keep the discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely. So as long as you choose to be with us month in and month out, we give you the same deal. You don't have to worry about the platinum going back up to $499. It'll stay $299.
Okay.
I want to make that very clear. And we're also going to send this to you in writing in your service agreement. Now, it does state here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fee or penalty. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle. And as it says, we'll part ways as friends. Okay? So they don't want any ill will.
Sounds good.
If you don't want to be up there, we're not going to put you up there. Simple as that. I'm going to process the payment. You're going to get a outline of the agreement here in writing. You got to sign off on that. They'll ask you about it during the client interview, but I can understand if it's not signed by the client interview since it's coming up here in about 45 minutes. But you do want to sign off on that. So that way you have everything in black and white. We've also sent a copy of it to your email. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and they'll ask you to sign the bottom. And then you'll also receive another automation of that Google verification form. So it automatically sends it to you. So sorry if you got like two or three of those floating around, but better to have more.
So I only have to do one of those verifications, right?
Yeah. You click on any one of them once you fill it out. I mean, it's under your name, number, address, everything that we already have on file. So it'll be applicable to you. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay. Good.
All right. And then that will conclude the initial setup process. Did you have any questions, comments, or concerns?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm certain anything else I might be able to ask is the next guy calls me. I mean, are they able to answer the questions that come up?
Well, the client interview technician is kind of designed to walk you through the client interview. So basically, they'll have set questions. So
then I guess if I have other questions, I can call you directly.
Exactly. I was going to tell you, if you go to your text
message. Because I've got your extension.
Exactly. You could call in directly. We also have 24/7 customer service, and our phone number is attached to every text and email that you get from us.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
All right.
I think now that kind of clears it up.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. So plumbing has been, our plumbers is actually the most profitable category for Google advertising for the last 16 years. So if we can't get tickets to
like
the clients, nobody can. We're catching these people right in the middle of their emergency. You know, they're like, oh crap, this just happened. Now they're pulling out their phone and, you know, you're right there. So.
Right.
I'm looking forward to working with you. Like I said, if you do have questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to ask. No questions or dumb questions. Other than that, enjoy yourself for the next 30, 45 minutes. I'm going to notate this account and we'll circle back with you.
Okay. Sounds good. Appreciate
it. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, bye-bye.